Hey, but you also do something from
Okay, whatever. Today's Chazar Shir is on Lana Imo Ba Pundiki. This, I believe, is our third topic. Fourth Chazar Shir, third topic. First topic was Get Yashan. Second topic was Shiluach Upir Dali Be Gershin. And now topic number three is Lana Imo Ba Pundiki. And you'll see these topics are very closely related to each other. After Lani Mopuntiki, we're going to do Mibsar Chalos Esalim, Zubru Shasso, and Master Bushasso. That's up next in the list. Okay? Yes? I think Chazar is fun. Really, I find it really helpful.
Very satisfying.
To consolidate.
Reorganize.
Yeah, reorganize, highlight the main themes. I'm also going to add a few topics along the way of Chazara. So, for example, Lani Mopuntiki, I'm going to split between what we're about to discuss and Chazaka in the Mosa Bilas Bilas Nos, which is less of a Gerishin topic, more of a general Ishus topic. We didn't go so deep into it in the Shir itself. I'm going to add a nice Chazara Shir on in the Mosa Bilas Bilas Nos. Some really good stuff there. Worth knowing once you get into the Sugya. Okay, great. So our sugya starts Lani Imo Ba Pundiki in Gittin Pei Aleph Amud Aleph. We have the machlokas b'sham beis Hillel of if the couple is seen staying together in the same inn. Does after divorce, that's the key issue of the sugya, about what distinguishes it from the previous sugya. There's already a full gerushin, which ostensibly means that they're fully severed from each other. Correct? So maybe it's just worth emphasizing this. That is achar gerushin. We have machlokas b'sham beis Hillel about whether tzrichah mena get sheni, whether the wife requires a second get. And we were medayik when we learned the sugya that that's ambiguous between saying that the first get was no good, or saying that there's a new Maisa Kedushin requiring a get for the second marriage. This is the language of the mission, Tzvi Chamena Get Sheini. Good? Then you have two views in the Gemara, small points about the technicalities of it, about whether this is a debate about or whether it's about, this is option one. Well,
sure, we should know.
No, well, yes, but Chazaka ain't the most vilasa vilasnas. And the takbo machlokas is whether it's enough that the Edim see Yichud or the Edim have to see Bia. That's the technicality and just trying to figure out the case that the Gemara is talking about. What's the scenario that's envisioned? How much knowledge do the witnesses have to have? That's not conceptually important for us for the theme that we're going to develop today, but that's an important fact that underlies the Gemara's analysis. Now, the first conceptual issue, so I'm not going to follow this all together. First conceptual issue that we have in the sugya that I want to draw attention to is the connection to get yashan. Crazy, we don't have erasers. I know I didn't hear it.
You
doesn't that feel unprofessional?
T-shirt.
Okay.
The t-shirt.
So the first conceptual point I want to make is that this sugya seems to have some connection to Get Yashan. The first place we see that is in the Yushalmi. The Yushalmi commenting on Get Yashan, which we discussed in the two Chazar Shirim ago, Hodra Adam Asishta V'Get Yashan, Perek Ches Alacha Dalet and Gerishin, the Yishalmi puts Machlokas, Anan Tanin An Me'achar Shekhasvula, Is Tani Tani Me'achar Shenosnula. And then within Get Yashan, there are 2 days, whether the Mishnah is talking about Achar Nesina, or Lachar Ksivas I get prior to Nesina. If you hold that the Mishnah is talking about Lachar Nesina, then the case of Get Yashan is similar, or maybe the same, as the case of Lani Yimba Pundiki. Yes.
Are the which document are we on right now? Are we on your version?
We are not. We are on Lani Mapuntiki.
We're not in the Lani Mapuntiki section of that.
You mean Lani Mapuntiki section?
Okay.
You can always click on my face and then you find me.
Yeah, except if I'm on the wrong guy.
Right. But there's a document Lani Mapuntiki, no?
I guess.
You send it to us?
You don't have that? Okay, let me help you all. No, no, no. Everything's been redone. That's how we do Fazara. Here, I'm going to drop it on the WhatsApp right now. Thanks for asking, Benji. Tell me if you guys get access to that. Okay. Sure. So page 2 in the source sheet, you have the Yushalmi Ches Dalid on its comments on Ged Yashan. The Yushalmi said maybe Ged Yashan is a case of Lachar Shanasnuba. We're only going to get to the first half today, but I'm going to split the second half into Chazakayan and the Mosa Bidal Sabidasnus. Okay. So basically, Shami comments on the sugi of Ged Yashan and says maybe the Ged Yashan case is a case of Lachar Nesina, which makes it very similar to the case of Lani Mapuntiki, where it's after maybe arguably Lachar Gerushan. Okay. Now, what? Okay. I'm going to point to a few other things that support this connection between the two sugyas. So on the bottom of page 2, you have the Shulchan Aruch and Simen Kuf Mem Tes. So remember, Kuf Mem Tes follows Simen. So you go from Get Yashan to Lani Mapuntiki. The last halacha in Get Yashan, you'll see. Sorry, the last halacha in Lani Mapuntiki is Sif Zayin. Nesiachet Mishto Achar Shamar Lichto Velachdom Get Velitim Laharelu Lo Yichtibu. Vim Kasav Nasan Lachar Shnesiachin Ari Zisafik Megurashas. That's the Shulchan Aruch's version, diluted version of the Rambam's Psak, that Yichad Lachar Ksivas Tzivuy Abala Sofer would be Mavato the Get. That was the Rambam's position. The Shulchan Aruch dilutes it and says, that's just something with the Rashas. Yes? So the Beis Shmuel here says, what's going on here? What's the mechanism? So basically, this Beis Shmuel, Simen Kuf Mem Tes, Sifkat and Zayin. Kan lakach shashem abaleha, makare shosa, deha dayin lo nichta baget. This can't be a Lani Mapuntiki issue because assuming that Lani Mapuntiki is that there's a new Maisa Kedushin, this can't be an issue of a new Maisa Kedushin because they're not divorced yet. All there was Tzibo the Sofer. This is what's really going on here is Mikol Mokom Kan Asa Maisa Benesiachidima Hava Kemaisa Begarate Migiloi. I think this was a Gilei Das. Over here, the Maisa Yichud is Mevatel again, like we saw in Ged Yashan. So it's a different mechanism. So you want to say it's a different mechanism than Lani Mapuntiki. But why is this in Simen Kuf Mem Tes? If Kuf Mem Tes is about a new Maisa Kedushin, where's the problem? So you see that in Kuf Mem Tes Zayin, you have a halacha that on its face seems to be about Ged Yashan, yet the Shulchan Aruch paskins it in the context of Lani Mapuntiki. That, to my mind, suggests that maybe there's a connection here that the mechanisms for Ged Yashan and Lani Mapuntiki would be very similar. Okay. I think there's a Taz or some of them in Farshim here say it's almost a mistake that the Shulchan Aruch put this Simen in Simen Kuf Mem, this Sif in Simen Kuf Mem Tes. Another connection that we have between these two dinim is, of course, the Rambam's Kal V'chomer, which is where the Shulchan Aruch himself is getting this from. The Rambam Gerish and Perek Heslach Kafei. Bottom page 3, top page 4 of my pagination. Nesiachet ima lachar shamar lam lifto v'lachdom v'litem lo harelu lo yichtivu kam l'chomer advarn v'maget shenitam liyada kishen nesiachet ima nifsal haget shem abal kal v'chomer l'zesh lo niftav. Everybody remember the kal v'chomer Rambam?
Problematic.
Very problematic. And the Magen Mishnah and the Rav and the Rishonim, they all read this Rambam as drawing kal v'chomer from Lan im Bapuntiki to Ged Yashan. Even though you could read that Rambam differently. You could say it's not a Lani Mapuntiki case, but you can see the Magen Mishnah, for example, reads it this way. And he says, how could you draw a Kal Vachomer? That case of Lani Apuntaki is because of the new Maisa Kedushin. How could you draw a Kal Vachomer from that to a case of Ged Yashar? But the Ram does seem to make that analogy. So we have Gerushin Tespate. This is the Shulchan Aruch. Here's the Rambam. What did I say? Tespate? Where he has the Kal Vachomer itself. You'll see why I'm just developing this in this way. And same for the Rav, by the way. If you look at the Rav on page 4 in the Shiria grid, the Rav says, how does this Kal Vachomer work? So how could you ever connect that to a case where they're still married and you're postling a get? So that's the major question here. So this seems to be true, that there's some connection between get yashan and loving up on the gate. You guys see the three examples where you have the connection? But that creates a question, which is the mechanism for lauding in Bakwindiki seems to be prospective, that there's a Maisa Kedushin. The mechanism for Ged Yashan seems to be retrospective Maisa Bittul. So what justifies the move from Yisham, the Shepanar, the Rambam, that see this tight connection between the two sigyas? Okay. Notice also the Rambam's language, and we'll see this language in a few other places in Tes Chapei, when the Rambam says Kishen is Yachid Ima Nifsal Haget, that's the case of the get that's already given to her. Case of Lani Mapuntaki. So how could you say Lani Mapuntaki is a case of Nifsal Haget? Part of the same, just another formulation of the same question. Everybody understand that question? Yes or no?
You're good.
Try to repeat it.
We have three sources to indicate, kind of argue, vaguely gesture the fact that, oh, you know, Salafan get Yashan? That explains one of the Pundaki, or vice versa. However, the Gemara and Pundaki is very clear. Pretty clearly implies there's a new Kedusha. Get Yashan, they're still married. It seems incoherent. They're not the same mechanism.
Good. Well, that's fine. So this brings us to the second major conceptual issue in Lani Mapuntaki, which is the scope. To what cases does this idea of Lani Mapuntaki, to what cases does that apply to? And we saw here major machlokas between yeah, Rama and the Gaon. You just looked at the source sheet, or you knew that?
No, I
wouldn't. Did it remind you of seeing this in the Sugya?
No,
I didn't. Plead the fifth. As Trump said, only criminals plead the fifth. So the Rama and the Gaon have this major debate in a case of is that limited? Does that apply to all cases? What's the Gonin's view? Yeah, you would be at. Even if it's a Bilas Pnuya. So anytime there's relations between two Jews, and assuming that Kedushin are Chal, we're going to say, and then the Kedushin is automatically in place. They're considered married. That's what the Gonim derive from our Sugya on payout. That's what this sounds familiar to you, right? Yes? Even the Gonim went so far and said, even in the case of a Shivka, if a Adon has relations with his Shivka, what are we going to assume? That he freed her. Even though we don't have a get shichur, we'll assume that he freed her so that he won't be violating any surim of having relations with this woman who's not Jewish, etc., etc. But we'll assume that if he was boler chazakin and osabilasabilasnus, he had das kedushin, he was mishachar her, and now they're considered married. And the Gonim went so far to say that if he has a child through that woman, but doesn't have a child with his the wife to whom he was previous to the wife to whom he was married, we're not, and then he dies, we're not going to make his wife do Yibam or Chalitza, because it's not a case of Ben Ein Lo. He has a child with a Jewish woman, because we're going to assume that he's Meshachar her and turned her into a full Jew before he married her. Akdei kacha, the Gonim willing to apply this din of Gittin Pe'alev. The Rambam, of course, thinks that's terrible. Rechokim heim be'enai ad me'od midarkei ha'hora ve'en roi lismuch aleihem. This is Rambam's formulation on page 5. Why is that? Why are the Gonim wrong? What was Rambam's formulation? What's that?
Where there's been Kedushin right here.
Or Dafka v'ishto amru. The Chazak only applies to a woman who is your wife. And by that, we said Ram probably means that is your wife, was your wife. There has to be some context of Ishos in order to get this Chazakah off the ground. So Ram has a much more limited view of. Now the question is, what justifies the Rambam's limitation? What justifies limiting it to this case? Now you want to ask that question conceptually. And you also want to ask that question textually, exegetically. The principle of Chazakah and Mosav Yilatzav Yilatzanus and Eide Yichud Hein Hein, those seem to be generalizable to any case of Bia, correct? So what justifies Ram's limitation? So there are a few things we could say here. And to motivate this further, we're going to point to a different Rambam about one that we discussed in the last year, which is the Rambam about failure of Shidua. What happens if the wife never leaves the husband's home? Yes, so Rambam's formulation there in Perek Aleph Halacha Hey was that Lo Nemar B'Shulcha Al She'im Girish V'lo Hotzei Mibeisa Hareza K'misha Girish V'Hichzir Grushaso. And it was Kimi, right? So it sounded like if they're back together again, it's not that the Girishin was Vada Echal, but it's as if he divorced her and remarried her. So the question there was, I think the diyuk from this Rambam is, let me just put this in, Aleph. What Aleph is that? Aleph Hey. And let's assume for the moment, as the Magen Mishnah assumes on the spot in Aleph Hey, that when the Rambam says Girish is Ishto below Shtilcha, that's just the case of Lani Lom Pindini. Let's put the Rogachover aside. So you see the Magen Mishnah here on the source sheet. Lo Damar B'Shilcha Perak HaZorik HaMagayish Ishto B'Lani Lom Pindiki. So here in Aleph Hey, the Rambam interprets Lani Lom Pindiki as Kimi Shehifzir Rushasa. And that was the language of the Medrash Tanaim also. Kimi implies what? Kobe, what does Kimi imply? What?
Question.
Thank you for validating my
quality in the question. It's not actually, I mean, it's like the bundle. Is it actually?
Yeah. So it's not actually that the halakha thinks that he did a full ma'aseh kedushin and that he put up a chuppah and gave her a ring and set her up eventually. But it's almost a type of a legal fiction or a legal imposition. The halacha is going to treat it as if you're masvi b'shaso, but not that we think that you can look at this objectively and say, well, the ingredients are there for my contribution. It's very ridiculous language. Now, the significance of that is that this ties into what the Rambam says in the case in the halacha where he disagrees with the Gonim, which is Gerushin Yud Tes. Which would explain why this is a special halakha in Gerushin. We don't think that every time there's a Maisa Bia, there's automatic ingredients for Chazaka and most of us know. It's a special halacha that we're going to reconceptualize a failure of Shibua into a case of Kamisha Yitzhak Rishasa. So I think these two moves are very consistent with each other. Meaning, Gerish and Yud Yud Tes, where the given Pealogist Paskin is a special halacha in reuniting with the right block of Gershin. That's consistent with Raman Alapay saying that failure of Shiluach is going to impose a new Kedusha, not that the facts are such that they add up to satisfying the halachos in the Sakas Kedushin for Maisa Kedushin. Is that clear? Some questions, Josh, and then Ezra?
The other possibility
is... Ned, I can't tell if you have like a tremendous headache right now, or you're just thinking so deeply about the sibling. Okay. Josh?
There's the other possibility. I think the first time Romy was a problem is that it's just that we think that in this case...
They're going to use the formula. They're going to want to pass the formalist reading, right?
But even for the Rambam, like you can say for the Rambam that it's only in this case that the two people like each other, that we assume they kind of like each other.
You could say that, but then remember it's to me.
Well, I mean, if you want to separate the two Rambams.
Correct. Right now we have the two Rambams together. I think it's nice to read them in view of each other.
Okay.
I think the Kami, for now, suggests that something special in these cases. Yeah. Ezra?
That's we're saying, basically saying that the Chazaka in a double set of biblical diagnosis is identity in Shilua, or does it feel Shilua? That's
trigger. Yeah. Or you can even formulate it by saying that in order to get Kedusha Hichter, you do need some ingredients there to get that off the ground.
So directly related to interest.
I don't know if that was a coherent English sentence, but if you want to connect the dots for us.
I was saying it seems like it's a dinner product, like it's a rule,
in the law, and the most of the
people. That's the Gonin's view. No, but I'm saying, even according to the Rambam, you're saying the way the Rambam understands it is that like it's specifically so.
Right, to slap a Kedushin on them in this case.
Not necessarily like the most of Pshat reading of the Rambam. That's wrong, I'm saying.
I mean, it's not the Pshat reading of the Rambam. Which Rambam?
Well, the Rambam that talks, Gersh and Yud and Yud.
We only apply this chazaka in the case of someone who divorced his wife and then reunited with her. Why do we only apply the chazaka in that case? Rambam Aleph Hey.
This is Jack Panasa. The other way of saying it is really true to or right to say that those Rambams are consistent with each other. Because the first Rambam looks like he's actually that he's saying. No, the reason it's limited to this case is because there's a real reason, meaning not just Kimi, the facts are certain. I'm not saying that to you myself.
Yeah, you could. I agree that you could read the Rambams in isolation of each other.
Meaning, but in isolation, that means that they're actually seems to, meaning they're not saying the same thing.
Correct. But then that's funny then. Why in Aleph Hey does he say Kimi? You should just say that it's, if you're my eyes, you still have one in my pundiki, you're my, that's. The new Kedushin. Just a strange, like, you shouldn't have said it's as if you remarried her. So she should say you did remarry her. No?
There are other ways of explaining why he said me there.
What's the other way?
That not, well, not true, not conceptually, meaning practically, not the way that Nakshu Rishasa regularly occurred. Meaning she was sent away and you brought her back. It's like Mashu Rishasa in the sense that you're doing all, it's conceptually exactly the same. It's practically it's not.
And usually there's like she leaves and she comes back and here
it's Kamisha
Master. Here's Master usually means that you're gone to come back, but she never came back. That's interesting. You could read this as if you go for a non-conceptual read of Aleph Hey, I agree. I'm not saying the conceptual read is better. Correct. I agree that if you want to interpret the Kami as about the spatial to be closer, you have to go and come back, and here she just stayed. I totally hear that. You could say that. Okay. But I'm trying to build a big picture here. Ned, did you have a point? Then we'll go to Eitan. Did you get every hand up at some point? No? It's all good?
Yep.
Okay. Eitan.
I was just confused why the Rambam's limiting it to Daf of Yishto in this case.
Why is he?
Yeah.
So we didn't explain it yet.
Okay.
We didn't give an explanation. We're just pointing out that's the question. Conceptually, textually, why would he do that?
Right.
The Gonim seem to have a good case to say, the Gemara says, Eide Yichud, Eide Biyah. The Gemara says, Eide Yichud. That's talking to the most of Bias Pnuyas. That should apply to every case of Bias Pnuyas.
Right.
So we have to answer that. We're going to answer that in a second. Right now, I just want to build up the picture that the Rambam limits it to Kedushin, to cases where they were married. And then the Rambam also says that there seems to be a legal fiction to impose a new marriage when they haven't fully separated.
Okay, but you weren't saying that the Kami is somehow explaining...
Not yet. Just that these things seem to be consistent with each other, that Hey Aleph is trying to do something special for couples that are divorced but not separated. If you're divorced but not separated, then you're not divorced. That's the idea that I'm pushing. Rom, you good?
Yep.
Yeah. So now we get to maybe an answer. Maybe an answer. I'm just going to erase this side over here. We get the number Dalid. The number Dalid is a hint, perhaps, to the mechanism.
And the nice thing about a Chazar Shir is that we can really just gloss over the stuff that we think is not.
The stuff that doesn't motivate the main
conceptual points of the.
So, yeah. We haven't got it. Wait till you see the Chazar Shir and Hazar yet.
That's the top
space. So, the mechanism. The mechanism. What's the mechanism for Lundi Vachmanuki? Okay, and the mechanism that's going to explain the Rambam's limitation. So we have here, of course, Rameir Simcha in Gershon Yud Yudes, and we have the Rush in Gittin Ches Yud Gimel. Let's start with the Rush. What?
They regretted their...
Good. But we also have the Rosh, though, on Hey Aleph, I believe. Yeah, the Rosh on Hey Aleph. And there are some maps in the Rosh Hashanah. So they all say three different versions of the same idea. Let's start with the Rosh. The Rosh says that he likes the Rambam's view, that is Dafka Begrushaso. Dafka Beishto, but he puts in an explanation. So what's his rationale for why it's limited to Grishaso?
Because that's where it is. Because that's where you discarded on the Gersh.
Okay.
And therefore abolishing Gersh.
Okay. So he thinks that what's really happening over here is Umistavra Dafka Begrushaso, Kivan Shekvar Haisa Rusaso, since they were married, Omer Nishartu Allah Gerushin, the Chazar Balashem Kedushin.
So what you get in his formulation is what's going on here is Nishartu Hagirushin.
Now that formulation is really sharp. Again, whether that's just what they're thinking or whether we are getting into the mechanics, it's not so clear from his formulation.
That's the Rush.
This is the Rush.
Okay.
Now, the reason why this is limited to a case of a divorced couple is because what's really happening is that they're regretting the Gerushin, which I think resonates in language of bittul. They're trying to annul their divorce. And if you annul a divorce, you're married again.
It's a big step to say that.
One second. Same for the Or Sameach. The Or Sameach and Gershon Perek Yud Halacha Yates. He's trying to figure out, why do we say Chazak and the most of Bilasa Bilasnos? What's the reason for saying that? He says one possibility is that a person doesn't want to do an Aveira. Just like we assume everyone wants to do things, but Kashus, Lo Shavak, Hetera, Bachali Surah. person won't leave something that's kosher just to go ahead and eat something that's prohibited. He says, that's not the rationale for chazakin and the most abilas abilas nos. Really, the Rambam's right. It's limited to a case of grusha. So, and what's really going on here is when you have a married couple that got divorced, we don't say that now they're engaged in promiscuous relations. Vada de nos abilas abilas nos. Va'amina and dishnei mischartin al haget.
Same language as you get in the rush.
They're really just regretting the divorce. V'nivelas elav l'shem yishas. She rotze lachzor bo.
Rotze lachzor bo.
Or another formulation that he has, lachzir grushaso.
That he wants to get back together with his ex-wife.
You could see a little further on in the Arsamach, he has a slightly different formulation, which I think is even better. He says, Rak sheritzono lachzor ul hiskasher ima shetia ishto b'chozer bo mehaget.
Putting in that language. He wants to retract the get.
Now, with the hindsight of our analysis of the sugya of Lishma Begitin and Lishma as the Das HaBaal Garish, you can make sense why Meir Simcha goes back and forth between Rutsa Lachzor Bo from the Gerushin, Miskartin Al Haget, compared with the Russian language of Miskartin Al Gerushin, Chozer Bo Mei Haget. Like he's trying to walk back the get itself. I think you can say here a big chiddush. But before we see the chiddush, we'll give one other makar. And that's the Rush. So that's the Rashba. The Rashba's diuk is, again, like the Rambam. He has a textual diuk. What's his diuk? Heda. Yoni. Do you know what it means?
No,
not the word tata, that sentence. The Gemara only presents this issue of Chazak and Nos Bilas Bilas Nos in a case of Grusha. It doesn't appear in Shas in other contexts. That implies that this is that's the textual diak, that this is limited to a case of Ishto. That's the Rashba's diak. Now, the Rashba also has a conceptual point. Slightly different from the Or Samach and the Rush. He says, "Ina the most abilas abilas nus darmina nhacha haynu b'shahayu sham iske kedushin mikvar." We'll only say this when there's like some asek kedushin in the background, i.e., the fact that they were married. So you need some antecedent relationship between them to launch the chazakim in the most abilas abilas nus, right?
So yes, the text Rashba has the gittin pealet via. That this is only said in the context of divorce, and that there has to be iskei kedushin in their background to justify this. Okay? So that's a little bit of why Dafka Grusha. So if you focus on the Rush and the Arsameach, I think you could say a big chiddush to explain the Rambam's position. And I think the biggest chiddush to say here, I'm just going to distill this, is that A, maybe the mechanism genuinely is bitul haget. And lana imam vapundiki is an extreme manifestation of get yashan, but lachar gerushin. Meaning, just like we saw in get yashan, that there's a difference between if the husband were just to be megaladato, that wouldn't possibly get once it's written, once it's given to her. But a maisa yichud or a maisa bia, that is enough to destroy the get once it's written. Same la'achar the gerushin being chal, there's a way to be mevatel the get. Maybe it's only mikan la'aba through a maisa bia of lani ima ba pundaki.
That's a big chiddush. That would explain, of course, why it'll be limited to a case of a married couple. Because we're not saying that and Chazak and Elsa Bilal don't have the ingredients to generate a Maisa Kedushin prospectively, but they are the ingredients that have the power to be Mevatel get retrospectively. Not necessarily the Mafreya, but that the mechanism is to undercut the get going forward. Now, the further chiddush that you get from that in the Bitla get theory, which I think we should all endorse, is that if it's true, I'm not saying we should all endorse the theory, that big chiddush. But if you endorse the theory, the actual thing that you have to endorse, I think, is that the Bitla get could be Mikan Lahava.
I think that has to be become.
Well,
that's less of a chiddush than saying it's Mafra.
Correct.
Yeah.
But it's a big chiddush. I mean, usually you think that if you're mevatel a get, then you undid it, you're never divorced. Here, the chiddush, if you go with this view, that you don't do violence to the sugyas, is to say that you're mevatel the get through the lanim of pandiki, but that's only mevatel the get, mikana lahaba. It's not like the get is kores, and then the get is no longer relevant, or it's just the get is only relevant at the moment of krisus. The get was kores, it separated them, it's mafir her lashuk. But then if there's lanim of pandiki, that undoes the heter of the get. But not retroactively, it was chal. But it was only chal from the moment it was kores to the moment of the bia in the pundak.
So that there's a bitl haget, mikan lahava, lahar gerishin. Which would mean that the get is supposed to be like an ongoing matir, not just serving a purpose at the moment of being kores. That's a massive chiddush.
So there are two big kiddushim here. Number one is that you could have a concept of bitul aget la'achar geirushin. That's lanim apuntiki. That explains the connection to get yasham that we started with, correct? The Yushalmi's connection between get yasham and lanim apuntiki. The Rambam's kavul chomer. The Shulchan Aruch Siman Kuf Mem Tes having a din of get yasham in the din of lanim apuntiki. Because it's the same mechanism of bitul aget. It also explains why it's limited to dafka b'ishto. Of course it's limited to dafka b'ishto, because if the mechanism is to bitul aget, then, well, there's nothing to mevata when there's no antecedent relationship of marriage. Okay, so that's
one way to explain it. Of course, the other way to explain it is just that the less interesting way is to say it's not bitul aget, but it's the formal ingredients of the new Maisa Kedushin. So, new Kedushin, but you would say something along the lines that it's easier to create a Kedushin when there's a background of Ishas between them than when there's no background of Ishas between them. And I think the further Kiddush that you get from here is that a get doesn't annul the background of Ishas between them. Meaning, the relationship between an ex-husband and ex-wife is different than that of two people who were never married. So it's not like the get sets them back to the status quo ante before marriage. There's still some sort of halachic, metaphysical bond between the two of them. And that's why it's easier, even prospectively under the laws of Kedushin, to re-trigger a Kedushin between them through Edichud and Debia and in a way that's limited to Afka B'Ishto. That is going to be the link to the next Sugya Mibsarcha Losis Alem Zu Grushoto, that is a din of Bisarcha Eden Lachar Gerushin. Correct? And the din that Matzah Grushoto maybe doesn't require new brachos, maybe doesn't require whatever the din in the Shav Brachos, Halabalo Bracha Sula Vaila. Maybe you don't need a new klippa for Master Gushaso because there's some kesher din vatar in Pesara even after Gerushin. That's the alternative way of going and explaining the Rambam Zu. I happen to think the kesher to get Yashan speaks in favor of this approach,
which is consistent with the analysis of the last sugya of Pirod and Shiluach. But there's another way to go, which will be the connection to the next Chazar Shir. I'm not stopping here, but it'll be the connection to the next topic that we're going to cover, Mitzvah Salim and the Dino of Masa Grishalto, that you need less for that Kedushin, fewer Dinim of Brachos, maybe no Chuppah, etc. Okay? Now, let me just point out, we're thinking about the relationship between this claim and this claim. The idea that a get is an ongoing matir even after the gerushin, and the idea that there's some din of mitzarcha lachar gerushin as well. Like, it's an interesting question that those two points are related. Meaning, take away the get, and then like the mitzarcha los zalim becomes more, like the mitzarcha din becomes more prompt. Or you need an active get as a matir because there's a din of bisarcha alachar gershon. But just worth thinking about that connection between those two things. We don't need to get into that for this sugya. We'll talk about it in the context of next sugya. Ned?
Why is the Rambam saying that? Why is he setting his bets on all time? Why is he saying we should get a gershon? We should get a gershon. It's here. With reality, it's in the issue. He's saying, like, yeah, why is he putting that in? Side angle.
That's Kimi Shehitzir?
Yeah. Why that language?
Why that language? Because there he wants to have it both ways. In Perek Aleph, the Rambam wants to say, don't think that the get is contingent on Shiluach. That's the halacha that he's talking about there. So the get is Koreis B'Shas Nesina. Why does Torah say Shiluach? So how could I have my cake and eat it too? And how could I say that Shiluach is important, but say that the get is Kal Mishas Nesina? Shama says, oh, because really the get's Kal. Oh, but if she stays around the house, then it's Kimisha Zero. That's why he uses that language over there. He could have said, I agree, he could have said, oh, the Getz Chal, but then it's Mevutel. But then the tension is a little more glaring. You ease the tension more by saying the Getz Chal, but your Machzir Gushasso. Again, conceptually here, you might say, how are you Machzir Gushasso? You're Machzir Gushasso because you've undercut the Matir of the Get.
And wouldn't say that the
I think he thinks the shiluach is integral to the process of gerushin. It's just not a tznai in the efficacy of the get. That's what I think he's trying to do in Aleph Hey. There's no Aleph Hey. Let me get the next point that I really want to get out here, super important, is to fortify the analysis of horn A. The idea that this could be a vision get lach and gersh, which is what Ezra is looking at us skeptically at that's kudig of a kiddush to say, correct?
Yeah. And gersh of the
correct.
Also, no source to say it.
What?
No one said it.
It's all on the board. It's all on the board.
I guess one Akram knows it.
For me, my dad.
Yeah. Like 30 feet from the room.
Okay, so let's look. I wanna try to win over Ezra here, if I can, before he flies out. So bottom of page 7, top of page 8, with the Rambam and Gersh and Ches Beis. Maybe Ches Beis is the way to explicate this idea. But again, Lach or Gersh. Let's move to number Hey. This is number Hey. Just to flesh out the idea of Bitula get Lachar Gershin. But again, not through a Dibor or a Gili Das, but Dafka Al Yidei Pia. Or maybe even Dafka Al Yidei Pia, that's relating with condition. Different ways of saying that.
What's the reason to say Mavasa? Why don't you just say you're good with condition?
It's enough. Like, what's the enough going to be?
Major nothing. Whole understanding of Gershin and get and get depends.
I just want to ask him.
No, it's a different picture of the universe.
But no, right? It would not be whether you're returning to the original.
There could be an opinion like that, yeah.
So you're being bothered before you return to the Gershin. Not being bothered, you're going to do the Gershin.
Maybe. Let me motivate this first. How's it maybe? I think it's maybe because of these nuances about the Mikan Lahava thing. So that's why it's a maybe for now. So the Raman Girish and Ches Beis. Anybody remember this Rambam? Hadav Yadua. Kol Megari Shal Tanai. Bein Shamar Me'akshe. Bein Shamar Emiyah. Vim Lo Yeh. Hareza. Lo Yisyachet Emishto. So if you're Megari Shal Tanai, you're not allowed to have Yichud with your wife, even though the get was not yet Chal. Why is the Nisar Yichud? So Ram says, Hadav Yadua. Shim Nisyachet Emiv Nishne Edim Kecha. If you Lachar Shin Yiskayim Atanai. Hareza Slafik Megarashas. Shema Nivalu, Bita Laget. Ram says it right here. Ezra, why are you getting worked up? Because after the Tanai was Makuyim. So you were Megari Shal Tanai. Yirish Al Tanai. Viniskayim Al Tanai. Yes? Doesn't that mean they're divorced? Here yourself and I in this kind of time means they're divorced. Equals divorce. I think that's not controversial. The Rambam says that if they had yichud, afil lachar shen iskayim atanai, suffik megurashas. Why? Because suffik nivala, ubita lageh, ubata lageh. So one second, that implies that if there be a Bia, you know there's Vaday Bia Lachar Gershin. That equals Bitul Hageh. Doesn't Ram say that explicitly?
No. He's right. Meaning, I agree with that, but he's right. And you did use the same round with maybe opposite.
Yeah,
you have to make it either the Lachar is kind of like the other direction. I think it's a better
idea. What was it, Diak?
Last time you wanted to say, last time of time, maybe you could just say that those show in a different degree that there's even something with it, time is less than a full year.
You could say that in Akanami.
Then you can't have the both of these to be true. Either.
Correct. You might say this is a special. Well, so you could view this point as one of.
I think this is better, you know. But.
You could say one of two things in this point here in the Rambam. You could say either I was right last week or whenever it was, that this is specifically a get al tanai which has less definite das abal. In which case, it should just soften you up for the chiddush over here that there's still a possibility of bitul get lachar gershin.
Right, I mean, it doesn't prove it.
Doesn't prove it. It just softens you up to it. This is a lesser degree of the claim that I'm making over here. But it still, I mean, it still should soften you up because you might say once the gershin is co-raised, that's it. The divorce is a closed issue. It's already been executed and effectuated. Can't re-access it to stop it. So at a minimum, it should soften you up to the claim. But if you go with the reading, if this is not a special halacha in get al tanai, that once they're divorced, even with the get al tanai, it's as good a divorce as anything else. I'm saying that there's a possibility for bitul haget. And we know that this Rambam is saying something big. How do we know that I'm saying something big?
Everyone's upset at him.
Right? All the Ezras in the world are grumbling about their Ram's Kiddush here. So they're a Mach. What?
Ezra's not there.
That's right. That's right. The Ramach commenting on this Ram says, Lo Yivanti Dvara, the Kibbutz in the sky matanai, Bivate Megureshes, Vini Yochel Vatel Aget. How could you even Vatel Aget after the Gerishin's Kala? Most, you could say there's a new Kiddushin. Achi boy, little members. This is what the Rambam should have said. You know, Shema Niva Law, one of the most abusive of those. V'gamar Baal L'shem Kedushin. Rambam should have said, maybe there's a new Ishus. How could he say that? How could he say that retroactively or retrospectively there's a bitul haget? So the Ramach thinks it's a chiddush. The Miri also thinks it's a chiddush. The Miri says over here, Midilde Machabrim Kosu Shekoshen Es Yachta B'fnei Shnayim Achla Achar Shnei Skayim Atzanai. Arayz Safik Megureshes. Lo Mi Safik. Lo mi safek kedushim shniim. Achar shalon is garsha b'muchlat. Ela misafek haget shema balo bito haget. He reads the Rambam as saying this is not that maybe there was a prospective ma'isa kedushin, but rather that there's a retrospective bitul haget al yedei bia. We explicitly read the Rambam that way. Correct?
I agree.
One second. Now, I think this Meiri is very important because you could have said, like the Rav said in Get Yashan, that maybe a prospective ma'isa kedushin is just the equivalent of bitul haget. Like maybe there's a certain symmetry there, like what it means to mivatel a get. Like a get is undoing a marriage, a kedushin is doing a marriage. So if you do a marriage, you're undoing an undoing of a marriage. It's a double negation. But the Meiri is saying that. He's saying, no, it's not lo misafek kedushim shniim, achar shlonis garsha muchlat, el misafek haget, shema balo bitul haget. The Meiri is very clear that it's about the bitul haget that occurred in the past. Of course, the Meiri rejects it. He says that ain't var nirim, shema achar shlonis kaima tonight, and I get batel, el she yeshlach, the kedushin achirim. The objection of the Ramah. So either we could say that, and you see, by the way, when you get the Shulchan Aruch modifies the Rambam's language, take away the Chiddush. Right? He says, if anything, it would have to be, the Bia would have to be before the Tanai was Mekuyim, not after. So either the Rambam was wrong, or the Rambam was on board, either for this Chiddush, that there could be a bit like Edlach or Gerushin, or a softer version of the Chiddush, that in a Get Al Tanai, at least, you could have a bitul haget lachar gerushin, which is just a version of this chiddush, that there's still capacity for bitul haget lachar gerushin, which works very nicely if you take my explanation for why the Rambam limits loni mapundiki to ishto, because the mechanism is bitul haget lachar gerushin. I think it's a very tight picture, that you, very coherent picture you get for the Rambam. Deb, you agree? Josh?
Rambam and Tetchotei of Kalvachomer. Why would he say there nifsal haget instead of just like bitul haget?
Why is he saying nifsal haget?
Yeah, like nifsal like implies like it's, you know, derivatum or it's not. He should have said bitul haget.
We have to think about that. One thing you might say is because bitul haget would imply that the gerushin never happened, whereas here it's just like disqualified prospectively. So maybe they're almost using nifsal versus batel to capture that distinction.
Here.
What?
Here
the distinction? Yeah, batel would apply that the get is annulled, like the gerushin never happened. But you don't want to say that in a case of master grishaso, because I think we would all agree that if she had, let's say, relations with somebody after the gerushin prior to lani mapundiki, that those kids would not be mamzerim. Born from the interim. As I say, we should all endorse that. At most, it's mikan lahava, not retroactive to the undo the gerushin entirely. So it could be that I'm using the language of nifsal haget to say that the get now becomes disqualified, as opposed to say that nisbato haget, that the get is nothing. Even though usually nifsal versus nisbato is usually captured with the right of drabana distinction. You'd have to say in that case it doesn't. In the Tanai case, so the Tanai case is complicated because the Rambam is talking about afilu la'achar shenaskayim ha'Tanai, but he also wants to talk about a case kodem shenaskayim ha'Tanai.
It's obvious.
The language of batel would have to go on that case as well. I mean, because if it's the bia's kodem shenaskayim ha'Tanai, then there never was a gerushin at all. So the get is totally annulled. There never was a krisus. Masha Inkin, in the case of the bia is la'achar chinuskaima tanai, then the get is only maybe nifsal. But he's using, in that case, he wants to talk about two separate cases.
And really, it's upsetting.
Except for in the case where the bia is prior to the tanai, in which case, nisbatel, there's no gerushin at all.
And then what about the Rambam about running over the gate before he can read inside?
What's the formulation that he has there?
Yeah.
So, Hechzira is an ambiguous language.
Right, it's
still a shape fusion ball. You just say that like my seducious.
Yeah, exactly. Like a Beal the Shame Kedushin, maybe that's partially what's Mevatel the Gershon.
Meaning, you want to analyze a little more carefully the relationship between these three terms. Kedushin, or Maisa Kedushin, Bitel HaGet, or Nifsal Get, and Hitzvir Kershazer. And like the relationship between all three of these things is a little complicated. You have to figure out does one imply the other,
but they use interchangeably in some cases.
So I could be wrong. I don't think the Rav goes as far to say that. I think he just says what's similar between Get Yashar and Lani Mon Pundiki is that there's like a Maisa Ishus. But I don't think he goes as far to say Lani Mon Pundiki to get one.
Correct, he hasn't.
Yeah.
Right.
But he reads the Bavli, it's just like, when it says like, he just reads the Bavli, it's like, I'm talking about like, you know, the Chashash for the Shein Kiddushin, it just means like, a mice, it just puts Lani Mon Pundiki, like Chashash Kiddushin and Maisa Ishus in the same category. And Get Yashar and Polite. Not necessarily in terms of din.
Correct. Maisishas, like, is similar.
Yeah.
But the Kal V'Chomer, the Rambam seems to connect them. That was number Aleph that we had in the Sugya.
The father in the Rav knows that, like, it's tough to. He doesn't want to go as far as say that the din changes. He's just saying that these are, you know,
structurally parallel.
You can still say, like, conceptually, okay, the din could be different, but conceptually, this is what's motivating both cases of that. You could say that's the reason it was a juxtaposition in the Yerushalmi. But like to say that the din goes that far, it's like.
Yeah, it's a more of a Kiddush. I agree. We're going beyond that. Let me just draw your attention to the Maaser Rokeach. On page 9, Maaser Rokeach here says that the Ramah is thinking that the Baal is Bitel HaGet. But he's thinking that you can go for a softer read that the Get HaRishon is Batel. Sheget Shenasan Lev HaRishon HaKvar Nizbatel V'Chazal Gilos Mekudash Eslo. So the Maaser Rokeach thing is interesting because he's just capturing a distinction between the mechanism being retrospective Bitul HaGet. That's with the Chirik and a Yud, where it's Chirik Malay. And the case where it's Batel HaGet, where the Get just becomes Batel in virtue of there being a new Kedushin. The Get being Batel in virtue of there being a new Kedushin touches on this point, which is a really semantically accurate to conceptualize a Maisa Kedushin in a case of Maksa Grushaso as Nisbatel HaGet. The Maisa Rokeach wants to read into the Rambam that, yes, it's correct to think like the Ramach that the mechanism is a new Maisa Kedushin. But even when there's a new Maisa Kedushin, it's accurate to say the new Maisa Kedushin is Mevatel the Get HaRishon. Which is just strange, because you might have said, why connect those two even? The Get HaRishon is fully in place. And now there's a totally new Kedushin. It's not in tension with there being a prior divorce. But you could see in the mind of the Maisa Rokeach, the new Kedushin is in tension with the prior Get. So that this is important just for the whole picture that you get from these sugyas about the clash between a Maisa Ishus and a Maisa Gershon. They're not cleanly distinguished by time points. Oh, you were fully divorced and now you're fully back together. There's a sense in which when you're fully back together, that undercuts the force of the halacha calls that Nizbatel Get HaRishon. But you could have said, don't say that. Don't say Nizbatel Get HaRishon. The Get HaRishon is Bimkomo Medes. But now there's a new Kedushin. So it's bear this Maaser Rokeach in mind. Romy, you have a hand?
Yeah, two parts. First of all, that's the argument in A over there, right? That you don't need to, meaning that it doesn't need to be intention, no? Isn't that what A over there is?
A over here?
Yeah, that you just, when we say the bug, yeah, we mean that now you just.
Mevatel it.
Right, but not that it undercuts everything about it. It just means that now you're changing your status again.
Mikana Lava.
Yeah.
Correct.
Okay, and then.
Well, I'm not saying anything against the Maaser Rokeach because I think it is interesting that you would formulate that as Nisbatel Get in the sense that the Get's an ongoing mafir. And then by terminating Mikana Lahaba, the mafir of the Get, we call that the Get is now Batel or Nifsal, whichever formulation you want to use.
Yeah.
It's no, it's just striking. It's just striking that we think of it in those terms.
Yeah, and then the second part is think it stands on whether or not necessarily on whether or not the husband is veto or whether or not the husband is.
I think it's veto, really. I think in the way the Maestro Kach is using it, it's veto again. That the husband's mevatel it all the day.
Well, I think about what you have over there in A that makes it necessary.
Correct. I think the Maestro Kach himself thinks that this would be batel, this batel, like batel, I guess.
Right, but I'm right. But
and this is veto.
As well, say that. Applies,
you could have 100%. Right. I'm just, he himself breaks it down this way. Yeah. But objectively speaking, you don't have to go in with that alignment. Okay. Last point I want to make. Get some nafka mina out here, and this will be the end of the Chazar Shir for today. Let me just make this a little bigger. So I see where, highlighting nafkamina midvar v'kiddushin shneim abidal get. Let's say here's some just quick nafkamina to think about. Easy nafkamina about whether the mechanism is prospective ma'isa kiddushin based off in the most vilas abidal snos eda yichad hinade bida, or whether it's a retrospective bidal get. I think some clear nafkamina is whether you genuinely believe that you need all the ingredients and rules of a ma'isa kiddushin in order to get the Laniwa Pundiki Halacha. So I want to give like three examples, or maybe we're actually not requiring all the ingredients of a new Maisa Kedushin and reviewing them married anyway. How could that be? The answer is because the mechanism is Bittul Haget HaRishon, like falling back in rather than starting something new. What are some nafkamina? So number one is that we don't require an Amira of a Kedushin. In a few places, the Shulchan Aruch seems to say that a Kedushin is not Chal unless the husband says Harei At Mikudashesli. Or they're Asugin Bosevinyan. In the case of Lanyu Apuntaki, that doesn't happen. Correct? We don't say that. We don't think the husband says Sarah Makadashli. They're not Asugin Bosevinyan that they're discussing getting remarried. So we drop the Amira and we view them as married anyway, even though we think that Amira is Maki for normal condition. So that's just one ingredient that seems to be absent, arguably, from the case of Lanyu Apuntaki. The other thing that's absent, arguably, is the requirement of a day kiddushin. This depends on what your shita is. Many we've shown in Reed Ar Sugya that you have to have edim, shnei edim, who view the yichud, and that the baal and the woman know that the edim are out there when they go and have yichud. I.e., you just have to match up the rules of a day kiyum for kiddushin with the rules of a day kiyum, with the rules for lani mapundaki. Right, just you need to satisfy the terms of Kiddush Bia. However, if you look at the Shulchan Aruch Kuf Mem Tes Aleph, Amigari says Yishtav Chazar Baala Bifnei Edim, O She Galui LaKol She Baaleha Kigon She Nasa. That Ran that the Ramah here, it's actually the Ramah is citing, says actually you don't need Edei Kiyam for Lani Mapundaki. It's not that everybody knows that they were together. That's crazy Chiddush. The Taz says doesn't make any sense at all. And he says, actually, he thinks that the Ramah just got confused and he really meant to put this in Get Yashan in Simkuf Memches. And like his pen slipped and he ended up writing this in Kuf Mem Tes. But he says, it's inconceivable that you could do away with Edei Kiyam for Lani Mapandaki. He says, Ulai Ratsa Harav Ramah Lichto Davrzeb Simena Kodem Lazel, Inyan Shaloti Nase Beget Yashan, Retirdas Halimo de Tirdo Kasu Kan Shalobinian Klav. They could see the Taz like super worked up that this suggestion that you could do away with Edei Kiyam for Lani Mapundaki. However, you might say if it's a different mechanism, it works the mechanism bit like that. You don't need the same Edei Kiyam that you would require for Kiddushin. Okay. Similarly, the Rivash quotes a view in Simon Vav, that long tube of the Rivash. I'm highlighting it right now. He quotes the B'Shem the Ra'ad, Afilu Edei Yichod Eina Tzricha. Basically, he quotes the Raz having a shitas yachid that you don't require a dekiyim for lani even bapunziki. He doesn't like it at all. He thinks it's rejected. But it's the same type of idea that you get in the Ram. That maybe you could suspend the requirement of a dekiyim in case when there is yidia, and that would be enough to get bitla get. And the explanation is that we're not looking for the ingredients of Kedushin. Make sense? Third nafkamina that's out there, less of an extreme, is what about doing Kedushin at nights? So this is a debate. We know that you're not supposed to start a gerushin at night because there's din. You're not supposed to do din. Ain't done in Balayla. You don't start in Balayla. So you can see Rekiv Eger in this tshuva. So you can see the Shulchan Aruch, by the way, in some Kuf Gimel quotes, Ain legarish Balayla. In gerush Balayla, Yishom David get puzzle. You shouldn't start a gerushin at night because you don't do din at night. And Rekiv Eger was asked, what about the minog that we people have to do a chuppah at night and doing the kedushin Balayla? Nachal Masos came. So he quotes the Maram Mintz. Quotes the Shulchan Aruch that you shouldn't do gerushin Balayla. He quotes the Maram Mintz, who also thought, V'chein im hu kedushin. That Isha Shekibla get Balayla inam agarashas, V'chein im hu kedushin. Sounds like the Maram Mintz thought you shouldn't be doing a kedushin Balayla either, because maybe kedushin is a type of din as well. And he cites the Shud Haraim, Herich me'od b'dine get Balayla v'hela d'midina d'oraisa eno get. Maybe you should say that Kiddushin is like Gershon, you shouldn't do a Balayla either. Now, Rekiv Eger says, I have an answer. Kiddushin's got to be different from Gershon. What's his answer? How do you know that Kiddushin Balayla works? So Rekiv Eger says, I have a raya that kedushin works at night. What's his raya? However, if you hold that the mechanism here is through bitul aget, not through prospective ma'aseh kedushin, you don't actually have a raya from our sugya that kedushin is chal b'layla. Nice little. So you have three potential nafkamina just to knock off quickly. One is Amira. Do you really require Amira for the case of Lenin and Puntiki? Second is, do you really require Ede Yichud, Ede Bia, Edim, Ede Kiyim, if you have knowledge of it, either it's just Mefursam? And number three, is there any issue of Kedushin Balayla? Assuming there is an issue of Kedushin Balayla in the case of Lenin and Puntiki, Fian is Boyer, maybe it's not working through the mechanism of a new Kedushin, it's working through Bitul Aget, and so you have no Raya from our case, right? So we'll stop here. That's the overview of Lanim HaPundiki discussion. Again, the two main conceptual points is, number one, this idea of Bitul HaGet Lachar Gerushin. That's the big Yiddish. And number two, the idea that there's some existential, halachic, legal connection between the two of them, even after the get is given. So in the next few Chazar Shirim, we'll discuss Machzir Gushaso to reinforce that question of the connection between them, Lachar Gerushin. We'll discuss Mipsarkalos Salim Zugrushaso, and we'll talk about, related to the sugya, but conceptually distinct from Gershon, the idea of Chazakan and the Mosa Bilasa Bilas, Bilas Nas. Zoom. Zoom first on Sunday. Because Ezra's away.